So as we said last week, we Yidden the Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, we have our emuna by heredity, just like many animals know things not because they acquired that knowledge, but because they're born with that knowledge. They have it in their blood, it's in their very chromosomes. Even by human beings, you have that. An infant is just born. And it has to be fed by its mother, and the feeding is done with the process of vacuum. Now, if a child wouldn't know how to form a vacuum with his lips, he wouldn't be able to be fed. He'd die from hunger. He's born with that. He knows one of the scientific laws of vacuum. Later he forgets it until he studies it in school. But there are knowledges which come by Yerusha. So therefore, a bird, when now in the autumn, flies back to the warm countries in South America, and then again it'll come back in spring here, it'll come to the exact same tree, to the exact same backyard that it was inhabiting 6 months ago. This bird has no navigational instruments, not even a compass, garnished, and it knows how to come back to the exact same site that it was last year. A bird doesn't remember. It has no memory. It remembers very little. So how does this bird know how to come back to the exact same place? It's a certain chush, a certain knowledge that Rabbeinu Shleilim gave it. And it's that knowledge that every Yid has, which is being experienced today by the Balei Tshuvos. Every Baal Tshuva displays a certain ability to come back to his source, to his roots, just like the bird knows how to come back to the same tree where it was born in a nest. It knows how. A Yid knows how. His heart navigates him back to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, because emuna is biyerusha. It comes biyerusha. It's something that isn't acquired from book knowledge. A Yid has it in his blood, because we are the Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Now, you are going to ask, but there are so many Yidden who declare, Lo Yaleinu, that they don't believe in Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But they're Yidden. They have it in their blood, in their chromosomes. Why are they kaifrim? Why don't they believe? Teretz is pashut. They're liars. They do believe. But it's comfortable for them not to believe. But in their subconscious minds, they are maminim, b'nei maminim. They're suppressing their emunah. They believe. When this apikairis walks up the stairs, and on top of the stairs there's a banana peel, and he slips and comes tumbling down, who'll say, Rabbeinu Shalom? He believes. There's a certain law, a psychological law of rationalization. Psychology is comparatively an infant science. A certain Jew boy by the name of Freud started off psychology something like over 100 years ago. It's an infant science as compared with the other sciences. But the emphasis is that all psychology Yidden can find in the Torah. We have it, we know it. In the Peir Adaya from the Chazayin Ish, they have that somebody asked the Chazayin Ish, he was a Rebbe, he was quite a good Rebbe, and he wanted to improve on his prowess of being a Rebbe. So he asked the Chazayin Ish if he should study some psychology books, which will help him be a better Rebbe. So the Chazayin Ish says, why can't you get it from Chumash and Rashi? You get it from somebody who learns Chumash and Rashi be'iyun, he should know psychology. Everything is in the Torah. The Torah is a blueprint of Briyas HaOlam. The Rabbeinu Shlomo looked into the Torah and he created the world, the Medrash says it, tells us. Istalku b'yaraisa b'ra alma. So we know from the Torah what the psychologists found out lately, the law of rationalization. I'll explain you what rationalization is first with a mashal of Ben Sira. Yirmiyahu HaNavi had a son who called Ben Sira, who wrote a book of fables using animals to describe certain human traits, human weaknesses. And then the Greeks got hold of it, they called Aesop's fables. So you have this story of the wolf who came to a vineyard and saw luscious, gorgeous, beautiful, attractive grapes growing on the vines of the vineyard. And the wolf wanted to eat these grapes. But there was a fence, a high fence. So for 3 days and 3 nights, the wolf tried to climb over the fence, and he couldn't. So what did the wolf do? He turned around and said, ah, sour grapes. They're sour anyway. What's pshat? There's a certain ego, a gaiva, in a person. I don't know if it's in the wolf, but it's certainly in the person that doesn't want to admit his shortcomings. So he won't admit. He'll say something else is wrong. This wolf didn't want to admit that he hasn't got the ability to climb over this fence. He's a wolf and he's strong. Why can't he climb over the fence? There's nothing wrong with the wolf. The grapes are sour. You have, let's say, a bacha learning in the yeshiva. And he isn't doing well. So he'll say, the lighting isn't good. I can't see. The rabbi doesn't explain. Grace, other such things. Everything is, he's okay. Something else is at fault. Let's say a bachel who isn't experienced builds a sukkah. And whenever he bangs the hammer down, he manages, instead of knocking on the nail, he'll knock it on his thumb. So he'll say something is wrong with his hammer. He won't say he doesn't know how to hit the nail on the head. Something is wrong with the hammer. A person naturally, because of his gaiva, or as a psychologist call it, his ego, won't admit his faults. he'll say something else is wrong. That's called rationalization. You have a story in Nevi'im. Yeshua conquered Yericho by Kibush HaOretz, and he said, Yericho is Chayrim. Nobody is allowed to rebuild Yericho. Whoever rebuilds Yericho, Bebechayre Yeyazdana, Ubetzeire Yakum de la Seha. When he starts building Yericho, his oldest son is going to die. And when he finishes building Yericho and he affixes the doors on the walls, his youngest son will die. He cursed anybody who will rebuild Yericho. So there was a person there called Chiyod Beisa Eili, as the Pasuk tells us in Sanshaifnim, the story. He started rebuilding Yericho. And when he started building, and he had 10 sons. When he started building it, his oldest son died. And when he affixed the doors, the gates, his youngest son died. What went through in the mind of Chiyod Beisa Eili as he built Yericho and his sons died one after the other, Leyalenu? What went through in his mind? Chiyod Beisa Eili, I suppose, had an ambition to be written down in history. He's going to build the city of Yericho, and he will become famous, and he will become great, and he will be remembered for posterity. So his first son died. No, it isn't the klala of Yeshua. He got a virus. As a second son died, what did Chiyod Beisa Eili think? I suppose he thought that he had a cold. Third son died. He must have had some kind of a kidney disorder. For everything he found the teretz, but to say that he can't build Yericho because of the klal of Yeshua, he won't admit that. His ego drove him. He must build Yericho. So he found the teretz. And the Rashi says, that's called rationalization. He rationalizes. There's a certain bird that when it sees that a bird of prey is approaching it, that bird is going to put his head into the sand. He isn't seeing the enemy, that's all. He's rationalizing. Everything is okay. He doesn't want to admit. People don't want to admit their faults. They're too weak to admit their faults. They don't want to be made. So when you go into, let's say, a Meshev Skenim, or as it's called today, a nursing home, and you see those old people who didn't keep Shabbos, who didn't eat kashels, who never went to a minyan, they started saying tilim and davening, and they want to speak to the rabbi. What happened to them? The Teretz says, while they were young, they didn't want to be frum. Being frum, keeping the Torah, they thought, is like driving a car with the brakes on. You can't go through a life keeping the Torah. They want to enjoy. They want to eat what they want. They want to indulge in what they want. They want to go to the beach when they want and whenever they want. So they won't keep the Torah. No, it's not. There's nothing to keep there. But when they get old and they become weak and feeble and the doctor says, you can't eat steak, you can't eat ham, you can't indulge in all your taivas as you did when you were young. You could have tea and toast for breakfast, and they are deprived of all the taivas and temptations that they were accustomed to when they were young, then they might as well do tshuva. Why not? So they do tshuva, and they become frum. Of course, there's no purpose in rationalizing them. Why should they deny? They don't have to deny. There are other people, when they become old and feeble, they still don't do tshuva. It depends what the character is. There are two main driving forces in a person's behavior. They rhyme. One of them is called ga'iva, one of them is called ta'iva. Ga'iva, ego, and ta'iva, temptation. Some people, the temptation that they have, the ta'iva, that's the ikar by them, that's the dominant feature in their character. So when they get old and they can't be any bala taiva anymore, so they do tshuva. But some people, their dominant characteristic is gaiva, ego, contempt, I'm something. So when they get old and they can't do anything else, adarabe, their gaiva blows up even still more. And their gaiva won't let them admit that all their life they were betaus, that all their life was a life of shekel and folly. They won't admit that. So they don't do tshuva even when they become old. It depends what's the ikka driving force in their character. But there is such a thing as rationalization. A person is weak. A person has a weak character, and he doesn't want to fight against the Yetzer Hara. So he'll say, "I'm all right. There's something wrong, Chas v'Shalom, with the Torah. Something is wrong with religion. Religion is the opium of mankind, as a communist used to say." Something is wrong, they're all right. Religion is no good. Either are so many convincing arguments that there is a Borei Olam in the world, that this world is under the control of a manhig, and we are going to discuss this in Yesod Hashem in our sessions. No, rationalization. They deny it. They rationalize. So when you see a kafir, somebody who professes that he doesn't believe, that he's an atheist, tell him that he's a liar. He does believe. Sometimes he suppresses his emunah to the point where he is not conscious of it anymore. But deep, deep down he does believe. He does believe. A yid believes because he's a child of Avraham Avinu. Because he is a Yairish of the Emuna, of what it says in this week's Sedra, Vehem in Bashem. Emuna, the first time mentioned in the Torah. Avraham Avinu believed in the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Avraham Avinu was a new species. The Rabbeinu Shalom created a new species which believes in the Rabbeinu Shalom, as we discussed this last week. And we say this every morning in Vayivar David, which are psukim of Divrei Hayamim. The Rabbeinu Shalom created a world in the Sheishis in Ma'ibreishis. But that wasn't the end of it. The creation still is missing something. And after Ma'ibreishis Breishis, the first pasuk, after Vayichulu Hashemayim Va'aretz, so the pasuk makes a little remark. True, Vayichulu Hashemayim Va'aretz, Brias Shemayim Va'aretz are finished, but something is missing. After that, Eile Todos Hashemayim Va'aretz, the full, complete story of Briyas Shemayim Va'aretz Bihibarim, is when they were really created. So as Chazal tell us, Bihibarim Idiyaisi is Biavraham. When Avraham came on the arena of Main Sebraishis, that was the Tachlis of Main Sebraishis. Because Avraham Avinu is a new creation, a human being which naturally believes in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Avraham Avinu was a Akar, as we see in this week's Sedra. He wasn't capable of reproducing children. And so was Sarah. And as Chazal explained, the idea of Hayalada is continuity, the continuation of one generation to the other generation. And in the human system, as in any system of plants or animals, there is a kayach of recreating, of reproduction, to continue the same species. Avraham Avinu is a new species. If he would have been capable of being mayilid, it means that he's a son of Terach, and that Yitzchak would be a grandchild of Terach. No, it doesn't work that way. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam severed all the connections he had with the previous generations, and he cannot anymore continue the line of the previous creations, of the previous generations. So therefore he was a Akal. He's a new species. And just like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam by Main Sebraishis gave a bracha to all the beings that they will be able to continue and reproduce, Avraham Avinu also needed this additional kayach. And Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave him this additional kayach. And he added the hay to his name. The klal is, I can't go into much explanation now, but I'll just tell you the fact. The ice hay is mesugal al hayladah. There was a segula, women who don't have any children, they wear a necklace or a bracelet with a silver hay on it. That is mesugal for children. And as the Chazal tell us, that Sarai couldn't have any children until she had a hay added to her name, Sarah. Avraham couldn't have any children until he was Avraham, a hay added to his name. And he did have Yishmael, but we'll soon talk about that. But to have Yitzchak, the new species of that Klal Yisrael comes out from, no, he has to have that hay. And Rachel had no hay in her name, so, and she was an Akara, so therefore her maid was called Bilha. So the Zayir explains that Bilha has two hays in her name, one for Rachel and one for herself, so that they should be able to have children. And that's why the Rabbeinu Shel Olam added the hay to Avram's name. A new species is being created now, and he needs a new kayach of starting to reproduce that new species which believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Behi Barim, with the hay. So we say in the Psukim of Divrei Hayamim, Atu Hashem Atu Asis As Hashemayim Shmei Hashemayim Echal Tzva Moaz Echal Asher Aleha Hayamim Echal Asher Behem. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam created a world with Ma'aseh Bereishis, but the world isn't finished yet. We need a new species which believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So the pasuk continues, Atu Hashem Aleikim Asher Bechata Beyavrim Veitzaisa Miyokazdim. And he's a new min, a new species. V'samta Shmei Avraham, and you gave him a hay so that he should be able to start producing a new kind of a being which believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What is the unique characteristic of this new species that you get that you call him Avram with the hay, umetzasas levavay neeman lefanecha. He believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A new thing is born, Avram Avinu. We believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam because we have it b'Yerusha, and that's why the Avais had to be a karim. They had to start something new. We believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So when you see somebody, a Yid, who is Kaifel, who the Taitch of Kaifel in Lashon Kodesh means, you always find it, especially in the Gemara Bava Metzia, and come across very often that expression. And Rashi explains it. Kaifel means he denies something which is true. That means a Kaifel. The first time you had the word Kaifer in the Torah was in last week's Sedra. But Nayach built a Teva, and Rabbeinu Shel Olam told him, V'chafarta oisai mibayisu michutz ba'kaifer. You should smear it and cover it with Kaifer. Kaifer in this in you means tar. Anything which is smeared over and it hides the inside is called kaifel. A kaifel denies that which is true, that which he knows inside in his heart, he denies. It's a smear over. The apikairis has a veneer of kfira, but it's only a veneer, it's only on the outside surface. Inside he believes, because it's just a cover up. Kaifel means to cover up. Just like Rashi explains in Parashas Truma, that the cover on the Aron HaKodesh is called Kapayres, Kaifer, Kapayres. It covers up the Aron HaKodesh. Something which is a cover up is called Kaifer. And Apikayres is a Kaifer. V'chafata oisim ebayisim yuchuz ba'kaifer. A Yid believes, every Yid believes. Sometimes he'll suppress his emuna to the point where he thinks that he doesn't believe. But deep, deep, he does believe. Every Yid believes, because we are the children of Avram Yitzchak V'Yankov, and we are called Maminim B'nei Maminim. We believe because we have it B'Yerusha. But this needs additional elaboration. Be'ezer Hashem, next week, yes, Hashem, we'll discuss it more.